relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Just passed into my hands by Mr. G. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. The proud people of Cuba are desperate to be free from the iron boot heel of the island's wicked communist regime. These incredible warriors for freedom risk everything to take to the streets in their quest for freedom. I stand in solidarity with the freedom fighters in Cuba and the brave Cuban Americans who have watched their families suffer in their motherland at the hands of this heartless and brutal regime. The Biden administration's refusal to forcefully condemn communism and the Cuban communist regime is a national travesty. The Biden administration's ludicrous suggestion that the Cubans are protesting government mismanagement, not brutal communist oppression, is an insult to every Cuban patriot who has suffered, been imprisoned, and died in pursuit of freedom. Today's Democrat Party is so far left, they can't even take a stand against violent communism. Many are communists themselves. As president, I advanced a strategic vision in which the people of Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua would be free, and that the Western Hemisphere would be the first fully free hemisphere in all of human history. The Biden administration is squandering a historic opportunity to stand for freedom and human rights in our home region. The Biden administration is betraying the freedom-loving people of Cuba. I fought for Cuba. They did not. I think that's one of the most powerful statements we've seen come from President Trump since January the 20th, and he is absolutely right. The behavior of the Biden administration in the last week has been a slap in the face to all people in Cuba who have fought that regime, who've been imprisoned, persecuted, and killed. But that's what happens when you elect people like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Okay, we have some very important cuts I need to share with you before we go to our next guest, Bernie Kerik, and we've got somebody waiting on the board who's been very, very patient. But first, I mentioned it yesterday. We'll discuss it later with Horace Cooper as well. Why is the Biden administration constantly using this language of civil war? Is it an attempt to precipitate something? To act as some kind of radical catalyst? The very wise Mark Stein had something to say about exactly this question. Cut four, play cut.
It's almost like they want a civil war. I mean, all this is rubbish. Yeah. The worst act of political violence since the Civil War, says Anderson Cooper. And immediately Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley and Kennedy say, what am I, chopped liver? You would not normally compare an insurrection or a citizenship laws with a civil war. The reason they're doing this is they want a new civil war, but they don't want to have to fight it. They'd rather just have a media campaign civil war that results in half the country being turned into Confederate statues, torn down and tossed in the garbage can of history. This is preposterous, and the most preposterous thing is that on January the 6th, half the respectable right went along with the idiotic Democrat media narrative and helped them weaponize it.
They want a civil war, but a very different kind of civil war, because if there were a civil war, I know which side would win. Lord forfend us from that ever happening, but I'm not worried for America if push comes to shove, but Lord preserve us from that. In fact, we already have a civil war occurring in the United States. The latest figures are out. There has been, in the last year, a 30% increase in drug overdoses in America. Now, a 10% increase in fatality statistics is a problem, whatever it is. Car crashes, accidents. But a 30% increase is devastating. Because the number of humans we lost in America has exceeded 90,000 in 1 year. That's almost 40,000 more than died in the 15 years of the Vietnam War. In 1 year, that is a war inside America. It's not slave-owning Democrats versus Republicans who wish to emancipate their fellow black Americans. No. But it's deadly. And it is being facilitated by this administration that has an open border policy. You can't kill 90,000 Americans if the southern border was secure. You can't smuggle in tons of fentanyl unless you are distracting Customs and Border Patrol with 6,000 illegal immigrants every single day who have to become babysitters for those illegal immigrants while you are smuggling in truckload after truckload after truckload of narcotics. That is a war against this nation, by one side of this nation, by the Democrats, who care not one whit for those 90,000 people who have overdosed, because they want political power, and they want political power forever. And what did they say is the problem? Incredibly, that beta male par excellence, Anthony, who was literally bitch-slapped by communist China at the Alaskan summit with China, has said the United Nations Human Rights Council should come to America with human rights inspectors because of the racism endemic in our nation. Do you know who the members of the United Nations Human Rights Council are, who Antony Blinken to invite to our country to tell us how to deal with racism in the least racist nation in the world? Here are a couple of countries. Somalia. Sudan. Uzbekistan. And how about this? Pakistan. A theocratic nation. A nation in which theocratic laws to do with the heathen, the infidel, women, and what you're supposed to wear in public is going to come here to tell us how to deal with racism? Not to mention representatives from Russia. China with its labor camps and Cuba. The communist regime of Cuba is going to come here on the State Department's invitation to tell us how to deal with racism. That's the Biden administration. He's been waiting very patiently. Richard in Philly, let's squeeze you in before Commissioner Kerik. Line two, welcome, Richard.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Sure.
We spoke quite a while ago about Hong Kong, and I was quite concerned then, and obviously Hong Kong has now fallen. You're probably not old enough to remember, but we used to have a theory in the 50s in the United States called the domino theory. And I believe that theory is more than correct at this time. It's a little bit opposite. We now have a president and a Democratic Party. It is the domino theory, and they're practicing it on the United States. There's a reason why they're not going to Cuba. It's quite clear. Chinese will probably be there to aid and abet the Cubans.
They've already offered. The Chinese government has offered assistance to the Cuban regime.
That'll be accepted. What military might will the Chinese bring that will be 90 miles off the coast of the United States? At the time we are abandoning Taiwan, the Japanese are filling in that void, and their navy exceeds the size of the U.S. Navy at this time. Not by a lot, but it does, in sheer numbers, that is. The world is being reshaped before us. And the communists are on the march, and they're here in the United States. We've heard nothing from AOC.
Well, that's because AOC is on their side. That's why they haven't said anything. They want the Cubans to rot in hell under the boot, the jackbooted heel of the dictators. You're absolutely right, Richard. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. Listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear those words? Pain-free. Incredible. Find out for yourself. Order your 3-week quick starter pack right now, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
More importantly, John, they were completely backstabbing the president. They were completely backstabbing the president. They weren't doing a damn thing to get to the bottom of the election results. And I think it's outrageous.
That's why she has to go. Rona McDaniel is lying. Let's talk to the man who, he's on fire if you follow his Twitter feed. He is the former commissioner of the New York Police Department. He is a fighter for the truth. Commissioner Bernie Kerik, welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian.
So we're going to talk about Rona McDaniel, the state of the RNC, the audits that are happening, the testimony in Arizona right now. But first, get ready with that dumb button, Shad, because I'm telling you, Bernie's been pretty spicy on Twitter. Hopefully he'll control his language, but he's been on fire. Bernie, let me read out the tweet. This is from the Secretary of State for Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, and you commented on it. I'll just read his tweet first, and then I will unleash you. Fulton County's continued failures have gone on long enough with no accountability. Rick Barron and Ralph Jones, Fulton's registration chief, must be fired and removed from Fulton's election leadership immediately. Fulton's voters and the people of Georgia deserve better. What does Raffensperger deserve, Commissioner Kerik?
He deserves a boot in the behind. That's what he deserves. And here's why. When the legal team, led by Giuliani with Jenna Ellis, when they went to Georgia and they did their presentation, and put up the evidence that we were finding, including all of the stuff that went on in Fulton County. We tried to call Raffensperger. He wouldn't take the mayor's call. The mayor tried to call the governor. He refused his call. Didn't call him back. We tried to get a hold of him over and over and over to present evidence to them to prove and to show them that there were problems, major problems in Georgia, to no avail. And then what did he do? This is a guy that basically, he sent a letter to Congress saying that Donald Trump was lying, that there were no problems in Georgia. He went on 60 Minutes and said they had a perfect election. He told the Georgia people, that the people of Georgia, that it was one of the best elections ever. There were no problems there. He did all this knowing that on November 7th, he got a memo from an auditor, from an analyst that he put in the office, the elections office, and that analyst sent him a note basically saying, there is major chaos in the election process here. Major chaos. You know what? This guy needs to be fired. Now he's trying to say it's his problem. Him and Governor Kemp should be removed from office.
Absolutely. He's desperate. He's trying to cover his behind, but it's not going to work. We've got his number. We know that he doesn't care about the truth. We're talking to the 40th police commissioner of the New York City Police Department. Follow him right now, Bernard Kerik on Twitter. That's K-E-R-I-K, author of an incredible book called Lost Son. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend it to you. Commissioner Kerik, talk to us about what's flooding in from Arizona and elsewhere. Can we? I can't get into this TikTok, it's coming that others do, but you are such a level-headed individual. Can we finally say that it looks as if the truth might be coming out?
Well, listen, you had Karen Pham yesterday afternoon, who's the head of the Senate, basically admitted that the numbers that came in on Election Day do not match the numbers that are coming out of the forensic audit. And we had this discussion before. Here's the reality. The Democrats are upset because they did the forensic audit. They did everything in their power to stop it. They put millions of dollars into a legal process to get it stopped. The forensic audit went on. The Democrats they're really upset. But I don't think they're upset because they know that Trump won and it's going to come out. I think they're really upset because this forensic audit is going to be irrefutable. They're not going to be able to go back and say, well, there was something wrong. It didn't work. It was corrupt. Whatever. Everything is on video. Everything was captured. The chain of custody in all the evidence, it was captured, superbly. So no matter what they do, what they say, the bottom line is, whatever comes out of the forensic audit is going to be what happened in Arizona. And here's the reality. Arizona is going to go for Trump. It's going to be a Trump victory. And guess what? Georgia is right behind it. In fact, all the evidence that's coming out of the legal investigation there's a civil investigation in Fulton County, Georgia. That investigation, that litigation that's in court, is already giving damning, overwhelming evidence that Trump won Georgia. So guess what? Now you have two. You have two. This stuff, as I said, I told you a month ago, I said within weeks, this stuff was going to break.
Yes, you
did.
It's
all breaking now.
All right.
I predicted it would break, and it's all coming now.
Look, we trusted you. You said it here on this show, and it is happening. I only said I have faith in this prediction because it's you. What is the role? What is the role of the GOP in all of this and Rona McDaniel? Explain to us why you and Jenna Ellis have been so vociferous in the last few days.
Well, here's the reason I'm so upset with Rona McDaniels. It's kind of there's a bunch of reasons. But most importantly, recently, Wolf, this guy, his first name,
Michael Wolf, yes.
Yeah. He wrote a book and he talked about a story about you know, Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani confronting Justin Lina, the chief counsel for the RNC. And when that book came out and the story came out, the RNC, Ronna McDaniel's spokesperson, said that was not true. Well, that's a lie, because it was true. Justin Reamer, the chief counsel for the RNC, in mid-November sometime, sent an email to his colleague saying, do not participate and communicate with the president's legal team. We make more money opposing Democrats than we do fighting for legal fees. You know what? That was their mentality from November 4th on. They didn't do anything to help us. We talked about it then. We told the president then. They were backdooring the president. They were telling lawyers in the individual states not to talk to the legal team, not to deal with Giuliani. We could have had so much more done on January 6th if we had the help and the communications and the backing of the RNC, but we did not. And for them to come out and lie about it now is outrageous.
Let me make clear what Commissioner Kerik just said. The chief lawyer, the chief counsel for the Republican Party, said in writing, it's better when our guy loses because we make more money. Rona has to go. Reamer has to go. Back with Bernie Kerik after these messages.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Yes, indeed. And I'm here. Why? Because of people like you, our listeners who support our sponsors, like the great Mike Lindell. If you love this show as much as we do, please support it. This is a free market enterprise. And get yourself a good night's sleep as well. Lay your head every night on one of Mike Lindell's pillows, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, guaranteed for 10 years. He sold 51 million of them. They're that good. President Trump loves them. My whole team uses them. Use my name to get up to 66% off his more than 100 incredible products at MyPillow.com. Call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. We are back with the 40th Police Commissioner of New York, Bernie Kerik, the author of Lost Son, an incredible book you need to check out. Commissioner Kerik, You have a reputation. For those who aren't aware of what you and Mayor Giuliani did in New York, or what you did, detailed in your book, to turn around the literal hellhole that was Rikers Island when you took over control of that facility, you are a person who can translate objectives into reality. So here's the toughest question I think I've ever asked you in front of our millions of listeners and viewers across the nation. Now we're having record figures on our video stream on Rumble. God bless you guys. What happens next? You said we're going to find out at least Arizona and Georgia in short order are going to turn out to be Trump victories. So what does that mean? Biden's going to stay president as long as Kamala doesn't kick him out of the Oval. What does all of this mean for the next election? How do we translate this into praxis, into different solutions?
Well, honestly, Sebastian, I think there's another one coming. So you have Arizona, you have Georgia. I also think we're going to get Pennsylvania. I think Pennsylvania's coming. Senator Doug Mastriano from Pennsylvania is on a mission to get to the bottom of that election. And that election, the Pennsylvania election, there was far more corruption and far more evidence of wrongdoing, let's say, to the point of hundreds of thousands of ballots. That being said, if they do a forensic audit in Pennsylvania, that's going to come away with Trump winning there as well. In reality, you then have a situation where Joe Biden drops below 270 electoral votes, right? What happens? I don't know. I don't know what happens. Did the state legislators have the courage to stand up and call a special session and decertify? Would they? Will they? I can't answer that. You know, I know they were put in this position before where they had to make a decision to do their job, and they didn't do it. That's why Joe Biden is sitting in the office. But in this case, what happens now? Will they do that? I don't know. But I'll tell you what needs to happen. The entire country needs to realize two things. One, we have an illegitimate president sitting in the Oval Office. That's number one. And number two, we've got to do everything in our power to make sure in 2022 the right people get into office. You know, I'm working with Vernon Jones. I'm working with Eric Greitens, Jane Timken out in Ohio. People like this that believe in America first, you know what? These are the people we've got to get into office now. These are the people we have to focus on and help. Because if we don't, this stuff is going to continue.
And in the last 60 seconds we have with you, we're talking to Commissioner Bernie Kerik, 40th Commissioner of the NYPD. What has to happen inside the GOP for us to win and secure the next election without fraud?
I think one thing has to get rid of Rona McDaniels and that the entire staff that was anti-Trump. The entire staff has to go. Put a new team in there. Get an America First team in there that's going to fight for this country and fight for the party. Not worrying about, you know, where they're going to make their next buck.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about for these people. They've got to fight for the party. They've got to support the right people. They have to jump on this election integrity stuff and work on it to the point that they force state legislators to do their jobs to make sure that the next elections in 2022 are legit. They're legit. We're not saying overthrow any election. We want fair, accurate, real elections. That's what we want.
And
we're not Venezuela. We're not Iran, China. You know, this isn't the days of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's real elections.
And it's truly incredible. You mentioned the words. It happens to be the name of our show. All we need. All we need. It's that simple, is to have Americans inside the GOP and fighting for this country who believe in America first. He's Bernie Kerik, Commissioner Kerik. Follow him at Bernard Kerik, K-E-R-I-K, on Twitter, and read his book. You won't regret it, Lost Son. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Rona McDaniel has to go. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
Got a serious question for all of you guys out there, guys and gals, American patriots. Will you and your family be able to survive if there's a sudden food shortage in America? It's not out of the question. Look at what the Biden administration have done already in the last 5 months. It is a distinct possibility that that is what they wish to attack next. If it's hyperinflation, if it's a cyber attack, prices could literally double overnight. Are you prepared? Shouldn't you be? Do what I did. Go with the most successful, the best long-term storage food supplier in America, My Patriot Supply, with over 40,000 four- and five-star ratings, food that lasts for 25 years and gives you and your family a wholesome 2,000 calories a day. Get their four-week food supply kit with $50 off if you go to my URL. Do it today. Never be caught short. Never be able to say that I wasn't prepared. Prepare with Gorka.com for your $50 off your first month supply. I've got several months worth. Why? Because I never want to be in a position when I can't feed my family. That's prepare with Gorka.com. Do it today. You know it makes sense. Prepare with Gorka.com. We are back taking your calls. We missed our... he's there. We're going to go first to Maria in California, then George in Arizona. Maria, you're up.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you, Dr. Gorka.
You're welcome.
I'm a middle-aged woman here in California, first-generation Mexican-American. I've been trying to get active. I was very active and volunteered for Bush 2001, then Meg Whitman, her campaign here. In trying to do so, I'm a pretty smart person, pretty sharp. So I was trying to get more active and find out how we can get my Mexican-American, my Hispanic community involved, because I know there are a lot of people that are conservative. We want our children educated. We want opportunity jobs. We're very entrepreneurial people. And what I found out was that, first of all, the people that were actually involved in leading, let's say the Meg Whitman campaign, they were from Virginia. And the more that I said, what are we doing for my community, my East LA community, Orange County, Santa Ana community? How are we bringing these, you know, our Mexican, how are we reaching our people? No one can give me an answer. And the people that would be placed in the positions of let's say trying to network and trying to gather support, they were outsiders. They weren't from the area. Now here I am. I grew up here. And I would see there was also money being given to a restaurant, a very popular restaurant in El Monte. And I'm thinking, well, what are they doing? Why is the Republican Party supporting giving funds to the wife of this popular mariachi restaurant? And I called and I said, you know, I want to help. I want to get involved. I want nothing. Deaf ears would not get a response. So, you know, the leaders of the Republican Party, the ones people that are in the position to reach the masses or reach the community, where are the funds going? People, and where they are going, I don't see action from the people that are receiving these. Another example, there's a club in...
No, I don't want I don't want specific examples because you're getting really into the weeds here, okay? And I can't verify what you're saying. But the point is well taken. I'll give you one concrete case that's nationally of import. $200 million raised by the RNC. What? To fight the election fraud from the last campaign, the last election. And what happened? The people who fought the good fight, the people who are being attacked now mercilessly, like Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, none of them are getting indemnified. We have this organization I want everybody who's listening to support to help Rudy Giuliani. It's the GiulianiFreedomFund.com. They're coming after him. They want to bankrupt him. Please support him. GiulianiFreedomFund.com. But your broader point, Maria, is well taken. Politics on both sides has become a bunch of carpetbaggers who are in it just for the power, and the GOP's just as guilty as anybody else. So what do? We get involved. We volunteer. We become local activists. And most important of all, forget national politics that's so corrupt. Run for local positions, including the local school board. Look at the amazing things that are happening. Make a difference. George Soros is right. Change it locally, and we take back America one school board, one county at a time. Thank you for your call and your kind comments, Maria. Let's go to George in Arizona, line two.
Hey, Sir Gorka, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'm not a sir, but I'll take it.
Well, Dr. Gorka, well, listen, I called before. I read your book. Thank you so much. Loved it. I think it was
sounds
great,
like your dog liked the book, too.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Sounds like your dog liked my book, too.
Oh, he loved it. overall, sir, I just want to let you know, I'm Cuban. I was born in Cuba. We were the last 1,100 to leave when the late President Kennedy said, give me the 70,000.
Wow.
We left that tyranny out there, and it just breaks my heart that all they can do is to shrug their shoulders and say, yeah, we'll fucking do.
No, it's not, George, it's not we'll see what we can do. It's much worse than that.
No,
it's much worse than that. It's much worse than that.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying, don't you dare come here, is what they're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because they know that when we come here, we are workers, we are good people, we are family, we are loved ones. I have all kinds of friends, black, white, Oriental, Spanish, you name it. But most of all, everybody in the world should wake up. We want our freedom. It's done. We're sick of all this ridiculousness from these demon craps, idiots out there that are saying that communism is the way to go.
The Trump,
take it from the Cubans. This is where we suffer from.
The trouble is, if you fight communism, and if you come to America, if you know what communism is, as Cubans do, then you are going to vote Republican. That's why they don't want you. That's why they're saying, don't you dare come here. They think the illegals crossing the southern border can be amnesty to become Democrat voters, but they know that Cubans understand socialism kills people, destroys countries, and that's why they don't want the new Georges. That's why they don't want more Cubans in America, because they're not going to vote for socialism. Stay on the line, George. An incredible, heartfelt story. Let's give George a signed copy of whatever book he doesn't have. If you want one, go to sebgorkastore.com. Whether it's Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, or The War for America's Soul, you can get all your America First gear. You're proud. You want to say to the world that you believe in America First. Go to sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Back with your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, it's real. It works. I've been taking it for 2.5 years, and it has rid me of my lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. But it's not just me. It's Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, and it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com.
Snowflakes got you down. Had enough of Nancy and Chuck? Well, the doctor is in the house. Coming at you live, America First, with Dr. G.
Thank you kindly. Thank you, Mr. Connery. Yes, we are back. Who built America and who builds America? You know who it really is. It's not the big corporations. It's not Amazon. It's not Twitter. It's the small and medium-sized companies that employ more than half of everybody working in America today, and they're being attacked mercilessly by the Biden administration, whether it's the fake infrastructure bill or whether it's a $15 per hour minimum wage. Let's fight for these companies. If you own or work for a small or medium-sized company, please join the great people at the Job Creators Network. They're looking for advocates. They'll train you. They'll help you get articles in local papers, on local TV, to fight for the businesses that build America. They'll build a team that will help us get us back to where we should be in the post-COVID world. Please check out the program today. Go to joinjcn.com. That's joinjcn.com today. Let's squeeze in one more call before we launch our third hour of the day. It's Mike in Pennsylvania, line 5. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Zeth, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, we got them in the bag in 2022. We're going to win. That's in the bag. We have to start prosecuting all the bad players in the Georgia election. And then 2024 is nothing but reinstatement of Donald Trump into the White House. I don't know why people don't understand. We can do reinstatement. Why not?
I don't understand. What do you mean reinstatement?
He should just, when they find out that the election was stolen, legally stolen. You know what I mean. When they prove that the election was stolen, Trump should walk right into the White House in 2024.
But who's going to make that happen? Who makes that declaration that you just get to be president without an election? You can't just say the word reinstatement. How does that actually happen, Mike?
I don't know.
Well,
don't
there you know. Go. There's the rub, as the bard would say. It's not just a way. It's not just a function of you saying a fancy word. You got to make it happen in real life. And that's why I say, no, it's not possible to just say reinstatement, because the judges are cowards. Look at the Supreme Court. There's only two decent people there. Even the Trump appointees flaked out on us. So even the Supreme Court refused to hear the case brought by Texas and almost 20 other states. So no, there's no mechanism for reinstatement. It's a pipe dream, almost as bad as that crazy QAnon garbage. What we do is we crush them. We crush them at the polls. You're right. Next year, cakewalk. 2024, the resurrection of America First and MAGA, stronger than ever, and we defeat them so badly that the Democrat Party collapses and looks into its dark soul about how it became un-American. Thanks for your call. This is America First.